Now, I'm going to talk to you for a sec about technology, because it's weird that this is in the paper this morning. It's a little article in the Irish Indo. And it happened over the weekend on Saturday, and I think it happens to a lot of people. Is your phone listening to you? Is it firing ads at you?
Most definitely.
On the back of what you talk about, 2 out of 3 people are concerned they see advertisements for products after conversations regarding particular commodities. I have my microphone settings on my phone switched off, so I don't think this happens to me. I don't notice it happening. But on Saturday, I was telling you earlier on, myself and the other half, we drove to the Hook. And we had the flask with us, and we bought some sandwiches in the cafe. Lovely.
Darby and
back out, back out to the car to look at the way. We'd been on a bit of a walk around, but we were in the car. Where do you put stuff when you're having the grub in the car? And I happen to say that I remember one of my dad's old cars had the glove box, the door comes down. And one car that he used to have, it was absolutely made to be a tray, because there was even a little slot where you put your cup and stuff. And,
like in an aeroplane at the front here, yeah.
Essentially, did the same thing. Modern cars, not so much. That evening, we're at home, sitting on the couch, and she shows me her phone. Phone was listening to us. And there's an ad for one of these little trays that you can slot onto the steering wheel.
Ah, here. Like, I mean, that is the most random thing ever. There's no way that was a coincidence.
Exactly. The technology obviously exists, and there's enough evidence to suggest that it happens. Now,
so it's a bot that's listening to you as opposed to a human. Yeah.
Some companies, I presume, might deny that this ever goes on. But there's a list of stats in this article this morning. People believe it. And the survey, 2/3 of consumers in Ireland find it creepy when their smartphone delivers ads based on their conversations. And like a lot of people believe that it's happening. So has it happened to y'all recently? What kind of ads are you getting fired at you after you've had run-of-the-mill innocent conversation with friends.
Stuff. Yeah, somebody texted in and said, this happens all of the time. How can it be stopped? Talking about your phone apparently listening to you and then giving you ads to match what you've just been talking about.
I think it doesn't happen to me. I went looking for where do you turn off that setting, or where can you disable the microphone? I can't find it on my phone.
You see, I think it depends on the phone. I really do think it depends on the type of phone that you have. And it did happen to me once, but it wasn't my phone. It was a work colleague left their phone on the desk out in the open plan. And we were having a conversation about something, and she wasn't even in the room. Yeah. And she came back in and she picked up her phone. And she said, were you just talking about such and such thing? We were like, yeah, why? Because I just got an ad on my phone. Yeah. It was sitting on the desk. It's
and you notice if an ad is out of the ordinary. There's one thing like looking up stuff on your phone or on your computer and then getting ads. That happens. And, that can be helpful in a lot of ways. Just looking through the stats, 29% find it helpful that this happens. 44% find it creepy. 13% find it creepy when they receive a notification of items going on sale from a brand that they regularly shop with. I mean, you've got to expect that.
Yeah.
While 67% says they find this helpful. So this study was in the greater are you okay with companies firing ads your way? And I think it depends on what way you shop. And if
did you find it helpful? Did you click through and buy your little tray to click onto your steering wheel for the next time you're in the Hook Head? No.
No, and I don't find it necessarily creepy. I mean, we know now that it goes on. I think I've said before on the show, I'm gone past worrying about, oh, Big Brother is listening to you. Of course he is. Has been for years.
Or she.
Well, big sister. It just happens. You can do your best to make sure that your settings are set on your phone, that your mic isn't listening, or that you're not being tracked online with, antivirus software, security software, turn your cookies off, all this kind of stuff online. Otherwise, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And there ain't no thing you can do about it.
Yeah, I think that's a nice present I might get you, though, for next Christmas or something, a little tray to go on your... I remember my dad telling me, he got a job years ago when he was now... My father's in his 80s now, but when he was like literally in his early 20s, he got a job driving a very wealthy man around Europe. He put an ad in the newspaper saying looking for a driver to drive himself and his companion around Europe, and they stayed in all these really cool hotels, and it was a really, really cool car. In the boot, they had this thing that when you opened up the boot, you took out this table and chairs. So it just got folded out of the boot.
Wow.
A table and two chairs then folded down from the table. And he said they used to just like stop the car in the middle of somewhere in France and say, come on, let's open up the boot and sit down and have lunch.
That sounds amazing.
And off they go. Sounds pretty cool. It was a long time ago.
That's the life.